Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Humble Bay firefighters were called out to a report of a fire in the Blue Heron Lodge in the 2000 block of Broadway Friday morning. When fire crews reached the scene, they saw smoke and visible fire pouring from the building. The blaze was found in two rooms at the back of the building, and it had extended to the attic. Firefighters quickly got the fire under control, although one person was taken to the hospital for treatment of smoke inhalation. All the residents of the building were able to evacuate, and the cause of the fire, it remains under investigation. The fire has displaced the residents of 14 units, and county social services and the Red Cross are working to assist with their short-term housing needs. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce held its annual membership dinner last week and handed out awards to local business owners and businesses. The Small Business of the Year award went to Bouncapalooza, while the Business of the Year award was given to Advanced Security Systems. The Tom Cook Service Award was given to Police Chief Merle Harpum, and the Business Person of the Year Award was given to Sue Sanchi, owner of Spa at Personal Choice. Ambassador of the Year was given to Steve Kimberling, and the Hospitality and Customer Service Award went to Eagle House Victorian Inn in Oldham. The investigation continues into a missing person case. Stephen Walker with more.
The friends and family of 32-year-old Arcata resident Jason Lovell are asking for the public's help in locating him. Lovell has not been seen since Friday night. He has not reported to work, posted on social media, or contacted family members, and his car was found with his possessions inside undisturbed. Lovell is an adult white male, 5'8", with short brown hair and brown eyes, and a reddish-brown beard. Lovell also has a tattoo on his calf and another on his bicep. Anyone with information about Lovell or his whereabouts is asked to contact the Arcata Police Department.
Thanks, Stephen. Pacific Gas and Electric Company announced it's accepting applications from students to receive PG&E Bright Minds scholarships. The energy company will award up to $1 million in scholarships to enable high school, community college, and non-traditional students to complete their higher education path. Bright Minds scholarship winners will receive full ride scholarships up to $30,000 per year. Program finalists will receive $2,500 towards their studies. Last year, the energy company awarded Bright Minds scholarships of up to 30,000 to 100 students throughout Northern and Central California. The deadline for applying for the Bright Minds scholarship is February 28th. For more information and where to apply, you can visit pge.com/brightminds. Scholarship winners will be announced in the spring. More KINS news after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza, Arcata. Of course.
Reporter Dan Squire brings you the Our Community News segment. Here's Dan with more.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the driving laws in the states of California and Oregon, and we begin with DUI. In both states, 0.8% blood alcohol level is the limit where you'll be cited, and in both states, the penalties for drivers under the age of 21 are zero tolerance, meaning penalties and license suspensions are mandatory. Both California and Oregon increase the penalties for each additional offense, with a six-month suspension of your license in California and a year in Oregon after your first conviction. The penalties increase and include jail time, heavier fines, longer license suspensions, as well as the chance of being forced to install an ignition interlock device in your car at your expense. Oregon law does differ in this respect, implied consent. That means anyone who drives a vehicle in Oregon gives their consent to chemical tests of their blood, breath, or urine. And if you refuse, you lose your license for a year, and the penalties are more severe than those for a DUI conviction. There is one sure way to avoid any of the problems associated with drunk driving. Don't drink and drive. And that's our community news.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.